listener production.
Hi, I'm Rachel Burke. A lucky escape for a Glenorchy family after their house went up in flames overnight. Fire crews were called to the home on Devines Road just after midnight. Two adults and three kids getting out safely. The two adults taken to hospital for minor smoke inhalation. The cause is yet to be determined, but it's believed to have started by unattended candles in a bedroom. A rescue operation on the west coast has resumed following a mass whale stranding. Around 230 mammals were found washed ashore at Macquarie Harbour just south of Strawn yesterday. The Department of Natural Resources says it appears about half of the animals on a sand flat are alive. Tom Mountney is part of the rescue operation and is hopeful of saving more whales.
We got one out. There was only one in the harbour here that we managed to get out. It was quite deep, so that was good. The rest are on Ocean Beach.
A minute's silence will take place at 11 a.m. today as part of a day of mourning for the late Queen. It'll also mark the start of ceremonies at Parliament House in Canberra for Elizabeth II. Meantime, anti-monarchy protests are expected to take place across multiple cities today opposing the National Day of Mourning. Rallies are planned across the mainland. They're expected to denounce past atrocities and the ongoing impact of British colonialism in Australia. AFL Indigenous legend Eddie Betts says he supports the victims involved in the Hawthorn allegations about mistreatment of First Nations players. The former Blues and Crows star telling Fox he isn't shocked that issues of racism continue to emerge.
It is tough and it is hard, but I'm always going to believe the players and the brothers. It keeps happening. We grow up with this stuff. It's not just the AFL system.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto, and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe, in 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now.
Listener.